For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
It's Mark Eisler back with you again in my 16th year filling in for Dennis Prager. And there's no one on talk radio I would rather fill in for. He's a national treasure. Of course, it's very hard looking at Sean. Let me explain that. Don't get insulted. He looks like a lumberjack today. He's got this nice leather jacket. Have you shaved recently? No, obviously. He looks like he was in the woods or something. Are you already hiding out because of what's going on in the country? They can't see you, right? But only I can see you. What do you got to say? Go ahead. Oh, he's getting ready to escape if necessary. I want people out there to know that's how kind of the way he looks today. Anyway, as always, you can write to me at markeisler@AOL.com, markeisler@AOL.com, or follow me on Facebook at Mark Eisler or The Mark Eisler Show. So many of you have told me how much, and I appreciate it, how much you enjoy my work. So check on Facebook or write to me, at markeisler@AOL.com, for when my podcasting will begin. Sean is going to hide out in the woods, so I can't begin it because he's a part of making that happen. I think I understand that. By the way, besides my monologue, it's going to have a new feature that no one else is doing. So as I said, write to me, and I'll put you on my list of notifications. And speaking of things personal, I wanted to update you. First, the bizarre. Sean, you got to hear this. I'm walking in a local supermarket. You would know it here in California. They won't know it out of here. Oh, I'll teach them this. It's called Ralph's here, and you know what it's called elsewhere, right, Sean? He doesn't know. Piggly Wiggly, what are you talking about? It's called Kroger's, and Kroger's is an issue. You better go to the woods with the other pigs out there. Anyway, so here's the bizarre. I'm walking in the supermarket, and all of a sudden, this lady comes in front of me with her shopping cart and says, "You cut me off. Now I'm cutting you off." Oh, I understand rage maybe on the freeways, but she had a lot of rage. All I said immediately was, "Lady, you need to get a life." And I think she was so shocked by what I said, nothing came out of her. Imagine. I don't even think I did it, but say I did, I didn't realize it. You cut me off with your shopping cart? I mean, she wasn't a young lady, so it probably took her a lot to cut me off. Talk about road rage. So I don't know what's going on out there, but as I said, she said nothing. I think that a lot of people need to get a life, and that's why I said what I did, or at least have something bigger than themselves to help bring meaning into their lives. We're going to talk about that in a more serious way. But speaking of getting blindsided, I have said for years now that the only reason I keep my teaching job is the left never listens to our side. That's the reason. Well, maybe they accidentally heard me on the radio, because my teaching job was not renewed for next year after at least 14 years in the same position. And no one will tell me why. What a surprise. They could care less about how good I am or how much the students appreciate my work. My students often say, "I'm just saying what they say. You're the best teacher we ever had." And I usually say, "I may not be the best, but I'm probably most interesting, because I couldn't be a talk radio host if I wasn't at least somewhat interesting." So I suspect, knowing my colleagues, it's not that high a bar, but I probably am the most interesting. But the powers that be only care that you're on their side of the political aisle and that you don't challenge them, let alone be outspoken on the radio. Which gets me to thinking, why are you keeping your kids in public school or paying a fortune to colleges for your children to unlearn all of your values? That's part of what we're going to be talking about today. So you can start calling in 1-8-PRAGER-776 and let me know what you think. I'm Mark Eisler, filling in for Dennis Prager.
For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.